Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. We've been Martinized. There we were, sitting on the deck, looking out over the prairie, just this side of the woods, when we were Martinized. No, we were not dry cleaned, not pressed, and hung up. What happened was that at 5:15 of a perfect evening, when the flying and floating insects were at their peak, there appeared 100 purple martins and barn swallows. Maybe more. One minute the sky was blue and empty, the next minute that very blue sky was full of some of the most entertaining flyers in all of Birdland. Swallows, with their signature tails and scimitar wings, are capable of power dives, mid-air stalls, and barrel rolls. They are the envy of stunt pilots everywhere. They weigh in at about an ounce and a half, and their diet is the cause of great gratitude among the humans of North America. They are voracious consumers of gnats, moths, flies, and mosquitoes. There are reports of martins eating 2,000 mosquitoes in a day, but these are very likely overenthusiastic observations. You see, mosquitoes hover low to the ground. 50 meters up is their stratosphere. Swallows prefer to hunt between 50 and 150 meters off the ground, far above where the skeeters hang out. But whatever bugs they are snagging, they need every one of them. Purple martins in particular are known to feed their chicks up to, listen to this, up to 60 times a day. Yikes. Imagine how many diaper changes that means. While their statistics are impressive, their aerial artistry is astounding. On this particular evening, they are flying high-speed loops and figure eights, the left and right extremities of that pattern about 50 yards apart. When the sky in one spot is cleared of insects, the birds move the pattern about one football field to the north or south and repeat their assault. It is clear that they are practicing what neurologists and computer scientists call swarm intelligence. Groups of them respond to sensory inputs simultaneously. A change in wind, a new swarm of gnats, and the flock moves as if it were one bird, changing the shape and direction of the squadron in an instant. Every bird on the same page. It's one of the prettiest sights in all of nature. In my golfing days, when early mornings meant throwing my clubs in the car and playing 18 holes before heading to the studio, the swallows were my regular partners. Most golf is played in foursomes. Playing by myself at 5 in the morning, I still played the game with 13 or 14 partners. As I walked the dewy course, I would stir up hundreds of heretofore sleepy insects. The martins would fly in loops around me, tiny moons orbiting a small planet. It was heady stuff. I would stop, put my bag down, and take in the show. It's one of my clearest memories. Standing there in the middle of an old Disney movie, I swear that they tipped their wings in salute, thanks for the bugs, as they moved on. I was the luckiest man on the planet. I've had a disappointing week trying to view the Perseid meteor showers. A very bright moon combined with occasional cloud cover did not make for many sightings. Oh, I saw a few pale streaks and one, just one, fantastically long bright trail in two nights. But all in all, it was a bust for me. And then came the swallows. In place of the Perseids, I had a swallow shower. As wide as the sky and lasting an hour, I think we should have more multisyllabic words in English, just like they do in German, combining elements to form a new whole with a different meaning. My first entry into the new lexicon will be swallow shower. As in, we sat on the deck and were surrounded by a swallow shower. If you live in my neck of the woods, I assume that you had a frustrating meteor watching experience too. We'll try again next year, won't we? The Perseids are the best. In the meantime, allow me to suggest that some evening this week, around 5 o'clock, you put yourself and the love of your life and the kids of your life and a neighbor or two, put yourselves where you have a clear view of a wide patch of the sky. Swallow shower. It's playing in the sky, near you.